back with more Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in, toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231, and we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind.
For the last, ever since I went to Freedom Fest out in Las Vegas, I found out about a comic by Big Head Press called Escape from Terra. And then
an online comic, right?
It's an online comic, correct. Thank you. And then I went to their website at bigheadpress.com, and I found out they have all kinds of online comics there, and they all have kind of a liberty-oriented view on the issues. They're rolling out a new comic over there. It's called Phoebus Crumb, and it's I'd say the first five pages or so that are online, six pages or so that are online now. They're updating it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They're a little prurient in nature. My understanding is could be I know that the artist there, Scott Beezer, quite the libertarian, and it's my understanding that since it's L. Neil Smith writing the comic, it certainly will be a libertarian comic, but they seem to be having a good time talking there with their character, Phoebus Crumb. So I recommend going to bigheadpress.com, checking out the new comic, reading Escape from Terra. I enjoyed them both.
Bigheadpress.com?
Correct.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. Coming up, the United States Department of Homeland Security teaming up with the Girl Scouts. We'll find out what that's all about here in a bit. But first, we go to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Scott the bigot.
That's right, Scott the anti-Semite.
I was great until you called, Scott.
Well, you know, gentlemen, I want to tell you something. Tomorrow, as you know, marks the 8th anniversary of 9/11. Obama gave his healthcare speech yesterday. And of course, not only the healthcare in 9/11, but you're just discussing the Federal Reserve. Do you know, gentlemen, there's a common denominator between all three entities? Do you know what that is?
Jews, right, Scott?
The common entity is 9/11, when we were attacked, is because of the aid we gave to Israel. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee, George Bush was beholden to them. Healthcare, you've heard of George Soros and Rahm Emanuel and David Axelrod, Saul Alinsky, Barney Frank. They're out there, communist Jews, pushing for this healthcare.
And they're all named George.
What's that?
And they're all named George. Is
Barney.
That's the thing tying them together?
One of them was Barney.
And then the Federal Reserve, I know that you may not admit it, but you've got the Federal Reserve System. And the Federal Reserve System was discussed in detail by Henry Ford in the 1920s in his famous The International Jew, which basically says that the money supply is controlled. International Jewish bankers on Wall Street have a stranglehold on our economy, and Paul Warburg founded the Federal Reserve off Jekyll Island in Georgia in 1913.
So what do you want to do with all this,
Scott? What are you
going
to do about it, Scott?
This is what I'd like to do. Knowledge is my mom had a saying, or my dad, knowledge is power.
They got
and without knowledge, you can't do anything in this world.
Okay,
you've got to know what's going on.
So, Scott, you want to take your message of hate and bigotry towards Jews and get other people thinking the same way, and that's going to make the world a better place?
It's not bigotry. It's not hate. It's being educated. Let me give you an analogy. If you had termites in your home, you would want to get an exterminator to...
So you're comparing Jews to termites?
No. I'm saying that there is a problem in this country between... I'll cut out all the double talk. International Zionist Jews that got us involved in the Iraq 9/11 and Afghanistan wars and over 4,500 dead American boys, $1 trillion in debt. International capitalist Jews that have sucked our economy into a depression with Bernie Madoff and Alan Schwartz.
Is that all the Jews?
No.
Out of curiosity.
What about the burger flipping Jews? What about the garbage men Jews?
All the Jews?
There are no garbage men Jews. You've got to understand, gentlemen, there's a Gentile mind and a Jewish mind. You know what that means? Let me explain. A Jewish mind is a man will rob a bank out of $1 trillion with a ledger. A Gentile will rob a bank with a gun.
Well, and
a Jew
that's so much
will
better.
Stay in a hotel, a 10-star hotel, but a Gentile will stay in a trailer park. A Jew will hire somebody to fix his car, but a Gentile will get under the hood and get
his
fingernails.
I won't
do
that. Am I a Jew? I could be. I'm adopted. Hey, is it genetic? I mean, could I be a Jew and not know I'm a Jew, and would I still act like a Jew?
you would have Jewish characteristics.
But there's lots of Jews that look different. I mean, you know, you can't pick a Jew out of a lineup.
There are always characteristics, and the characteristics are this: greed, avarice, materialism.
Materialism.
Being obnoxious, always saying, my son went to Harvard or Yale, always pushing the materialism in your face. Who has more money? Who has more this? Not saying the Gentiles can't be more on.
Scott, now you're actually getting to the root of the problem here. It's not that the Jews or the evil bankers did this to us. It's that people believe in the government. People believe that the government has their best interests at heart and that they're giving them a sound money to use and that, you know, they can trust everything that they learned in the government-run school system. If people didn't believe in that paradigm, then their power would evaporate overnight.
The problem is that Scott got beat up by a Jew in high school.
You see, gentlemen, maybe my problem is this. My faith was shattered years ago. I don't believe in our government. I don't believe anything it says. I don't believe in anything. But you know what I do believe in? I believe in white power.
I can't take it anymore. Goodbye. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will let you bring up anything.
Apparently, it affected you the same way it affected me when he said white
just
power.
Disgusting.
It was just so awful.
Just so terrible. You know, one of the other things that the problems that you identified, one of them, Sam, and that the other one is that people believe in groups. You know, that people believe that, well, all Jews are the same. They're all greedy. They're all this and that. They're all black people are the same. It just doesn't matter. All people with brown hair and brown eyes, they're all the same. All people with pointy ears, they're all the same. Mm-hmm. It's just nonsense. And it's just so obviously nonsense right on its face to say that just because you are of X, Y, Z, or whatever place you've come from or whatever religion you happen to adhere to means you're the same, that you have the same values and the same belief systems as other people who have similar upbringings or similar plots of land in which they were born is just, it's so ignorant of reality. People are different. They're human beings. They all have different experiences and they've come to different conclusions.
As if Caucasians have the same experience in being brought up. I mean, not only do they come from, just different land masses over in Europe and West Asia, but they get over here, they have different experiences, they come from different economic strata, you know, just all kinds of different things. I was just at the carnival this weekend, and I was watching the carnies. There's plenty of white carnies there having an entirely different experience of life than I do.
Absolutely.
So, if you think you can pick somebody out because of their genetics and they're a good person or a bad person, it seems to me you've got an extraordinarily simple view of life. And that kind of simple person is going to have all kinds of shenanigans played upon them.
Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. But, you know, like I say, we'll let anybody on the air on this program, no matter how spiteful and how nasty they are. Just we don't guarantee you how much time we're going to give you. And, you know, Scott gets more time than I think is absolutely necessary because he's really good at making himself look bad. We don't really have to say anything to Scott. We just have to ask a few questions to get him to reveal how truly ignorant and how truly spiteful and hate-filled that he is. Can you imagine waking up in the morning and being Scott? Can you imagine that?
No.
I mean, the Jews are behind everything. I mean, they're behind everything in this man's world. And everything is everything that they do is evil. There couldn't possibly be a good Jewish person in this man's paradigm.
And, of course, it shuts off the opportunity. And I feel that...
To meet and get to know and appreciate Jewish people?
God tends to put these opportunities in your path. There's going to be some good Jew out there that is going to show up, and Scott's liable to pass him on by and not have the great relationship that he was going to have with this guy because of his his beliefs, and they suck.
And he's got to feel powerless, you know, to do anything about it. And that's probably where the anger and the hatred just builds up and builds up over time. And it's a shame to see what it results in.
Hate hates the hater, Scott. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. And we'll tell you about the Girl Scouts teaming up with the federal government. Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever buy their cookies again. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
We're inviting you to our website, and that is freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to prove they listen to the show. Just head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should have by now. He's got 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to FrontSight.com for your training and your free gun. That's FrontSight.com. As we continue here, the story is out of the AFP in Washington, where the United States federal government wants to enlist 3.4 million Girl Scouts in the effort to combat hurricanes. Do you know that? The Girl Scouts are going to combat hurricanes.
I can hardly imagine how that's going to go.
They're going to shake their boxes of cookies in the air at them and do a rain dance or something
like
that.
Well, I'm sure the Girl Scouts can, provide probably a better resource to the hurricane-stricken mobs than, say, your average 10-year-old girl.
Maybe so. I don't want to make fun of the Girl Scouts. I think that, what they generally do is probably a very valuable thing. But in this particular instance, they may lose any support I've given them in the past. They not only want them combating hurricanes, they also want them combating pandemics, terror attacks, and other disasters. The Department of Homeland Security launched a campaign Tuesday to entice the blue, brown, and green-clad multitudes to be even more prepared, with the promise of a new patch if they pitch in. The young scouts will be able to... This is, by the way, that pitch-in phrase is one you're going to be hearing thrown around as the whole idea of national service, or as I prefer to call it, national slavery, continues to be propagated and essentially promoted by the federal government and the people within it. We know that they're moving towards this. They've been talking about it for the past couple of years. And around the September 11th date, of course, as we're doing this show, it's the 10th, but around the September 11th date, you start to hear more about national service and the need to have a civilian corps that's separate from the military, that all young people in America will be indoctrinated into. They'll be brought in for 3 months or 6 months or 2 years. They haven't yet nailed down all the details on what exactly national service, so-called, is going to look like, but it is pretty ominous sounding, I will tell you that.
Yeah, this is really concerning to me because it seems like the current administration is really making an effort to target children. I mean, there's this story. There was the speech into the government schools.
That stuff happens. I would give that one a pass because it's not the first time anything like that's ever occurred.
That's true. But did you see the Department of Education lesson plan that went along with it?
I saw some of the
instructed
some of that, yeah.
teachers to take quotes from our great leader and hang them up on the wall and have the students, ask questions.
Why is the president so important?
It.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's just absurd. It almost seems like they're making a concentrated effort to just redouble their efforts to indoctrinate the youth into this government paradigm so
Absolutely.
That, we become ineffective.
Girls, if you want to help people, you have to work with the government. If you want to help people who are in disastrous circumstances, you need to work with the Department of Homeland Security.
And
you
FEMA.
Can't do anything on your own. Yeah, FEMA, etc.
They do such a great job now.
So the young scouts will be able to emblazon their sashes or vests with the patch, a special government Department of Homeland Security patch, if they undergo the training which readies them for an emergency. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said that the new preparedness patch will increase citizen preparedness and enhance our country's readiness for disasters. As a former Girl Scout, I know the Be Prepared motto well, and I look forward to working with the Girl Scouts to spread the preparedness message to all of our nation's citizens. The move is part of a month-long government effort to
Be scared, citizens. Be scared of the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
The world is a dangerous place. It could open up at any moment and swallow you up.
And only government can keep you safe.
That's really the message here.
The move's part of a month-long government effort to make Americans better able to cope with natural and man-made disasters. Napolitano's urged individuals, families, and businesses.
It's a man-made disaster of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I mean, dear God, talk about a man-made disaster.
Yep.
The United States hasn't had to deal with a disaster as big as Washington, besides Washington, in its whole history. Washington is the big disaster.
And it keeps getting worse.
Washington was responsible for the Civil War, which was the largest killing of any of American citizens. Washington was responsible for all the wars that we got into. You know, in
dropping nuclear weapons
in the 20th century,
internment camps.
Yep. You know, one might certainly be able to make an argument for the Pacific Theater of World War II, but I don't think that anyone can make a successful argument for the use of nuclear weapons. They can't make a good argument for the internment of our citizens during World War II. Any of these things. Washington is the biggest man-made disaster, and I don't think that their little program here is going to have anything to do with setting the Girl Scouts marching on Washington.
The unveiling of the patch marks a partnership between the Scouts and Citizen Corps. Guess they already have the Citizen Corps, huh? It's a community-based initiative under the DHS's Federal Emergency Management Agency, which coordinates national response to disasters. The chief executive of the Girl Scouts says the tie-up with Citizen Corps provides an opportunity for our girls to lead the way in ensuring that their families and communities are prepared for emergencies. And, you know, it all sounds great, right? I mean, who doesn't want to be prepared for an emergency, right? You want to have some food on hand. You want to have the availability of being able to get some water and that sort of thing, the basics, some toilet paper. You know, that all kind of makes sense. But there's going to be more to this. I mean, there's going to be indoctrination going on here. These girls have to go to some sort of training seminar put on by the federal government bureaucrats in order to get to the point of being able to get this preparedness patch.
Yeah, so, you got to get that patch, you know.
The patch will be available alongside their existing Girls Are Great, Girl Scouts Against Smoking, Media Know-How, and Read to Lead patches.
I haven't even heard of any of these patches. They're crazy.
So, after
Girls Are Great. I mean, I don't think that it's bad to, I'm proud to be a man, but at the same time, I always worry about this girl power thing.
Are you proud to be a man?
I'm happy with being male,
yeah,
you know?
I'm happy with who I am. I don't know if makes me better or worse or anything like that.
I don't think it's necessarily better or worse. But don't you feel that some of the girl empowerment stuff out there is kind of anti-male? Don't you think that there's a line that goes there? Like, for instance,
and they're pigs?
Well, the boys are stupid, throw rocks at them. You know, I mean, I've heard all kinds of these little things, and I'm all for girls being empowered, but at some point or another, there's an attack. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I guess I can't really say I have.
If you're fighting your way up, you don't care when you get to equal.
I guess I just haven't experienced much of what you're talking about, Mark. So
go find yourself a feminist. Do you want me to get one on the air and see how that goes?
I don't know if what they're talking about here, Girls Are Great, is necessarily a feminist program. You're jumping to conclusions.
But I think there's a danger of it.
I don't think there's any danger in telling girls that, you know, that giving girls a reason to feel empowered, to giving girls a reason to believe in themselves and that sort of thing. I don't think there's any danger
there.
Girls
have been given reasons to not feel empowered and all those other things.
In society, I think there is some of that exists.
Are you drawing some kind of generalized conclusion here? Are you some kind of communist?
No, I said in society, I think some of that exists. More on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features there include the archive, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours free. Again, that's all available for you free at freetalklive.com.
Been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's chewable. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. These four superfruits that are contained in Choose for Health have been proclaimed by many experts to be the most nutrient-rich fruits the world has to offer. And this vitamin is not just a vitamin, but it's an antioxidant all-in-one. You can call and get a free week supply by by calling 800-219-8874. All you got to do is pay for shipping and handling for the free trial. It's 800-219-8874. Choose for Health.
Okay, so we were talking about the Girl Scouts and how it is they're teaming up with the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, to essentially get a new patch, a brand new patch that will be a preparedness patch. They'll have to go to some sort of seminar of some sort with a federal government bureaucrat where they will go through who knows what level of indoctrination as to how great government is and how we need government and then FEMA to, you know, to help people in their times of need and all of that nonsense. Of course, we know that people can get help just fine on their own, that the marketplace organizes itself all by itself, when it's allowed to bring the help to the people that need it the best or that need it the most. You can look at the Hurricane Katrina aftermath, and you can see that Walmart, for instance, tried to bring in truckloads full of ice and water to people. That would have helped a hell of a lot, but the federal government bureaucrats said, no, got it under control here. Can't have you bringing in this water and ice to these poor, thirsty people.
Right. So, you know, the federal government's so worried about looking bad that they'll turn away an organization like Walmart because, well, they you know, the lines aren't filled out here. We haven't got our paperwork signed, and we don't know who you people are or what they're doing here, and we can handle it. So we're the federal government.
Right.
Clearly they can't. I mean, look at the disaster that was the Hurricane Katrina aftermath with the rapes and the people crapping on the 50-yard line. And
people dying, old people dying right. in their homes because they weren't evacuated by the feds or the
people
police.
People being stopped at bridges trying to escape the wreckage, the smoldering rubble that was New Orleans. I mean, this was the doing of the federal government. The disaster wasn't Hurricane Katrina.
The Army Corps of Engineers.
Army Corps of Engineers created the problem in the first place, but then FEMA exacerbated it. The disaster was FEMA.
There's no doubt about that. But what they're doing now is they're bringing the Girl Scouts in. They're going to indoctrinate them into this belief that government is necessary, government is good. And then, you have to ask yourself, where is it going to lead from there? Is there a next step? Well, yes, there is. We're talking about national service. We brought up that topic again because every year around this time for the last couple of years, there's been a big push for this concept of national service. As some people have described it, there's been a call for a new national service bureaucracy that'll essentially be not exactly the military, but will be similar to the military in that it will be sized and funded to the level of the military. So you know how much funding the military gets. Now imagine that for essentially a civilian brown shirts or a Hitler Youth or something like that. I mean, that's essentially what we're talking about. And no, this isn't a strike against Obama. They were talking about it with Bush in office. John McCain said he was on board with this. This is a bipartisan effort to indoctrinate the youth of America into believing that the government is the best way to help people. And you can see it, and they had the September 11th summit last year. For all I know, they're going to have one this year. I haven't really been digging into the news too much on it, but they had this summit last year on September 11th where they got together and they were promoting these ideas. And one of the ideas they're promoting is bringing all of the American youth into a government program, a government service program. And they, when they're talking about national service, they conflate two things together that shouldn't really be conflated together. And it's part of their plan. They're conflating together actual volunteering with national service. See, national service, when you hear the term, sounds great. Hey, service. What's wrong with service? Nothing at all. Service is great. If we don't serve our customers here on Free Talk Live, which are our advertisers and our listeners, if we don't, in our radio stations, if we don't serve our customers with something that they want, then they're going to go elsewhere, and so we have to satisfy. We have to serve appropriately in order to get what we want, which is, to make a living off of doing or something that we enjoy, which is the radio program. So service is great. It's great to get out there and serve people that are in need and that deserve to be helped and that are in the community and are in a bad way. That's all great. But what happens is the government comes in and it takes volunteering opportunities like going and helping with the Salvation Army or your local food kitchen or something like that, and it mixes them in with working for the government. And then they actually start to suggest that it's working for the government that's actually the most value. That, we need those private charities. We do need them. You'll hear them admit this. Yeah, we need private charities. But working for the government is the true level of service. That's where service really happens, is when you're working for the state. And so when they bring these Girl Scouts in, they're going to begin indoctrinating them into this so that when they do launch the national service program, the Girl Scouts are going to be, front and center. And I'm sure they want to do it with the Boy Scouts, too. It's just the news story we have is about the Girl Scouts, and I'm sure the Boy Scouts would jump right on board as well, because they're very, very nationalistic and government, pro-government, government-oriented. But if they've gotten this indoctrination at a very young age, as Girl Scouts tend to be, then when the next step comes along, if it's a high school thing, summertime, they have to report into some sort of government program for 3 months during the summertime or something like that, or 8 weeks, or however long it ends up being, they'll be gung-ho for it because they'll have been prepped earlier on with this this program. They go, hey, I got the patch. I could be a leader in this national service program. So here's a little bit more on the story from Jessica Neville at technicianonline.com. Barack Obama has unveiled a national service plan, the story's from yesterday, that promises to give Americans opportunities to become civically involved. See, you already have opportunities to help your people in your community. They're called volunteer opportunities. But civic involvement means working with the government in some way. The plan reaches out to college students by proposing a new American Opportunity Tax Credit worth $4,000 a year in exchange for 100 hours of community service. The proposed incentive plan would enable students to graduate college with as many as 17 weeks of service experience. Students would not be directly paid the money, but would receive a tax credit for their service. In addition to the college student tax credit, the Obama administration also wishes to increase the amount of federal college work-study funds appropriated for community service. According to reports from the Democratic National Committee, Obama and Biden will ensure that at least 25% of those funds are used to support public service opportunities instead of jobs in dining halls and libraries. The Center for Student Leadership works to help students make connections in the community and promote social change. It's important to invest in our priorities, said one of the representatives. This plan provides opportunities for students to further their education and provide service to others. We're always willing to work with students that want to serve, though additional resources may be needed if the plan becomes law. That means more money, more funding.
No, of course.
I don't support...
You can't let people volunteer for free.
Now, here he says, I do not support required service, but President Obama's plan doesn't require students to volunteer. It provides incentives for them to do so. So, this isn't really volunteering, is it? If you're getting paid, you aren't really a volunteer. Oh, but it's not payment. They're getting tax credits. But that kind of is
credit
payment.
Is if you intend to pay taxes, like, well, anybody who works for a living, it works for somebody else for a living, for sure. And, and a lot of people that work for themselves, then it's as good as a tax credit is as good as money because... Well, it's one for one. You're not talking about a write-off. This is a tax credit. That's it's a dollar for dollar.
So this is paying people to do volunteering opportunities.
It's not real volunteering.
It's taking our money through our tax dollars and then essentially doling it back out to college students, bringing them under the thumb of the federal government, indoctrinating them with more pro-government beliefs, and paying them to do it all at the same time. It's an incredibly wasteful idea. There are plenty of volunteer opportunities out there right now, and if I got people coming to volunteer, I want them volunteering because they want to help, not because they want $40 an hour.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments, is 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can voluntarily do so by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board for as little as $3 a month, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. He's a Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, and he focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folk. Taryn, who is the man behind the Lowcountry Liberty Report, he doesn't pretend to be unbiased in his reporting and does try to add some humor to his reports. You can see his videos at lclreport.com. That's lclreport.com. Also, some excellent videos are available over on Sam's website, obscuredtruth.com. Highly recommend you go and check that out. You put up a brand new 30-second promo, which took a lot of time. Putting together something like that is not an easy thing to do. You get a brand new OTN logo, and it's looking very spiffy, Sam, so people should go over and see your work at obscuredtruth.com. Just real brief, just a few more comments here on the national service issue, and it's just, you're going to hear more and more about this, more and more opportunities will be offered to the youth of America to come and serve. And, you know, service sounds good. Volunteering, great. I'm all in favor of volunteering. This isn't real volunteerism. This is bribery. This is you come and work for this government program doing who knows what. Maybe they will actually have you doing something useful. I don't know. But you come and you do this and you work for us in AmeriCorps or whatever the Citizen Corps is going to be called eventually. You come and work for us and we'll give you $4,000 tax credit. So basically, for 100 hours of community service, college kids will get a $4,000 tax credit.
So, I'd sure love to get a $4,000 tax credit. That'd be awesome.
For 100 hours worth of work, $40 an hour.
And you know when you're dealing with the government that it's not going to be any like real work, for God's sake.
Probably not.
I mean, plus, they're not going to be out fighting fires.
Plus, who's going to want to volunteer after they've gotten paid $40 an hour to do volunteering? Who's going to want to actually go and do real volunteer work?
Sure.
I mean, one of the things that's going to happen here is this is going to be run by the government, and they're going to be recruiting people into their organization. One of the primary factors here is that AmeriCorps wants to expand. They've gotten, I think they've gotten the permission to do so and the funding to do so. So when they're bringing kids into these programs, they're going to be indoctrinating them on, hey, if you like this service opportunity, how'd you like to dedicate your career to
right.
service?
That's what this is. Is this is government recruit, job recruiting. The bureaucrats are getting older and they need fresh blood, and that's what this is all about.
Yep. So look for more of it to come soon.
You know, the thing that worries me the most about all of this is the statement that this will be as equally well-funded as the military.
Yep. As big, as powerful, and as well-funded as the military.
That's what they want. That part hasn't passed through yet. That's on the way.
Yeah. Well, the military funding, depending on what you include, is anywhere from a third to over half of the federal budget.
The discretionary budget, not included. Yeah, the discretionary budget.
So, you know, where's that money going to come from? They're either going to print it or they're going to take it from you. And, you know, you've got an extra third of your income to pay for this national service program, don't you? What are you going to not pay, Surf?
You're not going to not pay, that's for sure.
So there's more coming on this. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn about it. If you know something we don't, because as I say, that usually there's a lot of discussion in the national scene about national service right around September 11th. I haven't been seeing too much of it, but then again, I haven't been looking closely for it. I just searched and I found that one story about how the college plan is already on the table and they're moving forward with it. So they're starting with the college kids, but look for new plans to come soon that will get high school kids, middle school kids involved in this, maybe even down to elementary school eventually. I don't know, but you can expect to see them expand out from this particular point.
And Obama's speeches to the school kids, that wasn't a one-time event, if I understand it correctly. He's going to do this on some kind of regular basis.
Oh, really?
So I would imagine that that's going to be, you know, become part of the...
They'll start talking about national service and how we're going to give you these opportunities. And very disturbing stuff here. If your kids are still in government school, you might want to consider getting them out. And remember, one of the things they're going to do here, this has been a proposal that we've read about from the government people, is that with college kids, they're not going to really be able to force them to do the national service in order to go to college just because of the way the system is set up, at least not right now. But they can absolutely make national service a requirement for high school graduation. And that's one of the things that they've been talking about doing. Hey, kids, you want to get your diploma, right? Everybody knows you need to have a diploma to be successful in life. So in order to do that, you'll just have to go through this 3-week national service program or 3 months or eight months, however long they end up making it.
Very simple. Well, they could make it the summer between your junior and senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how unusual would that be?
Yep, so come on over, report to the boot camp, and we'll bring you into the indoctrination world.
They had a graduation, a community service requirement graduation at your school, didn't they?
They sure did.
I mean, how difficult is it to... They're already doing pilot programs, people.
Right, so this will be the federalization of that concept, basically. Well, let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Jeff is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, this is really chilling information. We need to... follow the We Are Change model and maybe have like a We Are Change talks to high school students type of thing to help.
And what is that model?
Well, that's where they basically go around with a camera and talk to people, and they put it on their website, and they have local chapters. And so basically we would be having people in, you know, it would be a grassroots movement in various cities, and we'd start talking to high school kids and getting the truth out about 9/11.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do? Well, what's the point of that?
What do you mean? The whole basis for having kids involved in national service, one of the most important things is fighting terror, just like that New York Times article where they talked about Boy Scout kids training with Homeland Security to go arrest and shoot veterans.
So what is the truth? What is
the war on terror?
Give me the short answer. What's the truth about 9/11? Give me the 30-second answer.
The truth is we have never gotten a straight story from the government, so there's no reason to believe the government's story about 9/11.
So you don't have an actual theory that you subscribe to, because there's several theories.
Yeah, there's lots of theories. I, for one, was there in Lower Manhattan on that day, and I know the government story is a bunch of BS.
How will you know when you know the truth?
How will I know when I know the truth? Well, how would you know when you know the truth about whether God exists or not? The point is we are thinking human beings that have the ability to use deductive and inductive logic, and we can reason that the government is lying about 9/11 and that we should investigate it further.
That's where I disagree with you. I don't disagree that they're lying. The government lies. It's what they do. But I don't agree that anybody should spend any of their free time investigating 9/11. I think that if we want to bring young people on board with a message that's positive and inspirational, we should be talking about liberty and freedom and how it is that the government is not a beneficial or beneficent organization. And there's a bevy of evidence to make that case. You don't have to go through the rigmarole of trying to prove to somebody that the story, the official story about 9/11, is, you know, has holes in it, and here's where the holes are, and here's what I believe, et cetera, et cetera. You don't have to convince somebody on that issue to get them to understand that the government is dangerous and the government is not out there helping people. I highly disagree with that particular tactic. I think it makes you look like a conspiracy kook, and it's a big waste of time.
I would say that you certainly don't have the qualifications in this area. I myself, for one, was a former aviation logistics officer.
Oh, no, I have qualifications,
sir. Technical aspects.
No, you don't understand. I have qualifications because I understand that the government isn't good, it isn't beneficial, and that's all the qualification I need. I've got stories that I can point to where there is no question that what the government has done is hurt people. They put 1.5 million people in jail cells because they possessed a plant or a chemical or something like that just within the last year. They regularly harm people and kill people and threaten people. I can point to all of those, and it's crystal clear. So I don't need to have any sort of certification or anything like that to make a positive case for freedom and liberty.
Well, the reason where your logic falls short is that 9/11 is used as a sounding board and justification for the police state over and above anything else that was done before.
Sure, and it may very well be true that 9/11 has been used in that fashion, but don't you think it's disturbing that there's a great deal of people who have a lot of mental and psychological problems that back up these 9/11 theories, some of which they believe that lizard people have taken over and all these other things? I mean, don't you think that kind of...
Yes, those people were disturbed.
Okay, great. Now we understand.
It doesn't change the
Let's
fact of what did or did
reality.
Not happen on that day, though.
No, who knows what happened on that day? You can't.
I know. That's
I
why. That's
it.
Why we
so
have
let's
to
talk
have
about
an
real news stories.
No, we don't have to do that. We don't have to do
to.
Anything like that. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Look, this is what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Focusing on 9/11 feeds the fear paradigm, and the answer is to show people the benefits of what could come out of a voluntary society where we're not using force, coercion, and fear to control other people.
More on the way tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.